Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.
Welcome to the Create the Movement podcast. Today, I'm here with Terry Brown, and this is Liz Montgomery, the COO of Create the Movement, and Terry Brown is our Director of Sales. Say hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hello. Today, we're going to be talking about frequently asked questions. So there's questions that we get asked practically every time we're bringing on a new client, and we thought we would put those into a recorded podcast so folks can have an answer to those easily accessible to them. So our first question is that we get asked often is, do I own my website? So when someone does business with us, Terry, do they get to own the website?
Absolutely. And that's not common across the board for SEO and marketing companies. Create the Movement, we feel that when you're creating something for your business, you should definitely own it. A lot of things go into the decision of why we do it this way. But the short and simple answer is yes, absolutely. You own your website, you own the content, you own the aesthetics of it. We know that it's very important both in keeping ourselves accountable moving forward in the relationship, but to you making the investment, that when you spend your money, you're actually getting something tangible.
Mm-hmm. Another question we get asked, we have a large part of our clientele is attorneys, and a question they often ask is, do you have a website that you've done for my specific practice area? So depending on what practice area an attorney is in, their website and marketing can look different from other attorneys, right?
It absolutely can. It can look different from one practice area to the other. We do have a majority of the practice areas currently covered now in our client base and have done just about every practice area there is. As well, I find that even outside of practice areas, other businesses want to know, have you done a website for our business? Mm-hmm. And the answer again is yes. We've done websites for businesses for almost every industry up to this point. So
pretty broad scope.
Yeah, we're very versed.
A goat farm raisers. I don't know what you call goat farmers.
A goat farmer.
Yeah,
as well.
we've had all kinds of really fun, actually, to kind of learn the different industries and customize online presence for them.
Yeah, and so you touched a moment for the marketing of the different practice areas. It does make a difference. Mm-hmm. There's a different approach for personal injury versus intellectual property. Mm-hmm. So it's very good for us to know those differences and to have experienced that. Mm-hmm. So another question that's brought up often is, where are you located?
We are located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is where we are based. We serve clients nationwide, though. We have clients all over the country, and we are expanding very quickly. I think we're in 30-something states now. We haven't quite hit all 50 states, but yes, we're based out of Tulsa. So, which leads to the next question. Can the client be found or ranked in multiple locations or nationally? Can they do both? Do they have to just do one? And what's that? Maybe a little bit about what that process looks like.
Sure. Ranking nationally, you could assume, is going to be a little more difficult. Multiple locations is going to depend on whether you have a physical presence or address to contribute to a Google's map listing. Ultimately, the answer is yes to both. Mm-hmm. But it is a more aggressive campaign. It's definitely doable, and is going to depend largely on the competition for your practice area or your specific business and how much budget you have to put towards that mm-hmm. campaign.
Right. Okay, our next one. Oh, if I decide to go with our company, what would the process look like? Okay, so I'll answer that. Our process, we're very strict about timeline. We've found in our industry that that with folks who build websites or marketing companies, that if it's a smaller firm or maybe a cousin who just got out of college and said, hey, yeah, I'll build a website for your business, we found a lot of lack in customer service and consistency with those businesses. So when we set up our firm, we intentionally said time frame is important to us. So as far as what the process looks like, once you sign on with us, you'll start with a kickoff call from our development team. They'll get an idea of what it is you're looking for in your online presence, what your goals are, and then they'll start custom designing your site, depending on what package you have with us, of course, but we'll start custom designing a marketing strategy and a website for you. They'll then send over a mock-up of the homepage of the site. You'll take a look at it. You'll make changes that you want to make. Typically, we allot for up to 3 revisions or 3 rounds of revisions on that design. We want to find something that suits you perfectly, and will also serve the marketing campaign that's in the future once the site is launched. So that's typically our process: is you sign on with us, you work with development, we get the website and marketing strategy in place, and then once everything is said and done on the site launches, and from there we begin the marketing strategy that we've customized and put in place specifically for you. So that tends to be adaptable because we want to do what works. Again, we're really familiar with all the different practice areas of attorneys. So we know personal injury, we have to do this. For a probate attorney, we have to do this. You know, we know specific strategies for those different practice areas, but also in the different industries that we've worked in, for the other businesses that we manage. We've learned a lot in terms of what goes into market strategy for them. They tend to be more customized to the exact goals of the business owner or of the company overall.
So just a follow-up question. With that entire process being customized and unique to each practice area or business, mm-hmm. what would you say the time frame is from the day somebody signs on with your relationship specialist to the day the website launches?
So when they sign on with us, we aim for, depending on how complex their marketing strategy is and all the services that we're going to be handling for them, We get the website up within 30 days of the initial development call, so that kickoff call. We aim for 30 days. Sometimes there are things that get in the way. I mean, even the client themselves doesn't get back to us, or they want to change, or we want to do something different. So that can expand up to 60 days. But our goal is 30 days from that kickoff call to have the site up and launched and gaining business.
Excellent.
What's the cost for all of this, Terry Brown?
What an open-ended question, the cost. Just like the subject before, because the marketing strategy from one business to the next or one practice area to the next is going to be different, the cost is going to change based on somebody's needs. Mm-hmm. I always like to just give a range. The cost for your website build, depending on the features and how absolutely awesome we get with it, will range anywhere from $3,600 on up to $15,000. The $15,000 website being the Cadillac of websites with tons of video and tons of optimization and just lots and lots of work from the really smart guys that build these things. You know, that one is kind of the top end, and at $3,600 I think is more than reasonable, because the websites we produce for our base cost really competes with just about every other website out there and defeats a lot of the current websites we look at on a daily basis. So
and
that would be the
monthly
cost of your upfront, right? Yeah, and so monthly, again, is going to range about how aggressive you want to get with your search engine optimization, how quickly you want to climb through the ranks and be that number one spot. Our packages range and are adaptable based on needs anywhere from $500 a month to $5,000 a month. And so that just gives you a general idea of the cost. But again, there are so many different things and needs that any particular individual might have that it'll range in between those two areas.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I often hear, why do I need a website in the first place?
Is yes.
one of the general
Very
questions
good question.
I get.
And in our industry, some folks are surprised that folks ask that gets asked of us, but it does get asked. You know, nowadays everybody is looking online. The common phrase is Google it. So even if you, like we have attorneys that have been in practice for 40 years and they're saying, why do I need a website? Why, you know, I shake someone's hand, I get their business. A friend of mine refers them to me, I get their business. What's the website and how is it going to serve me? And it's going to do several things. One of the first things is it's going to establish your credibility. So if somebody doesn't know you in your community and they do get referred to you, the first thing they're going to do is pull you up on the internet. They're going to say, who is Paul Smith? And has he really been an attorney for 40 years? And what kind of cases has he closed, you know? Or if they, you know, they've heard about this restaurant, this is a wonderful restaurant, you know, oh, I've heard their food's incredible and the service is amazing over there. Well, let me look them up online. Let me see what their menu is. Let me see the different things that they're, you know, that they do in promotions and in the community. And, you know, is this the place I want to give my business to? So it's establishes credibility for you as a viable business. And it also, it just provides information so folks know where to find you. What's your phone number? What's your address? You want to make sure all of that is accurate across your online presence. What are some other elements, Terry?
Well, I feel like this is one of those questions that you could actually spend an hour talking about because there are so many different elements to a website that gives it the purpose. So some of our clients have come to us and said, you know what, I get leads, but I'm getting the wrong kind of leads from my website. So your website can literally educate a person to the point that they say, you know what, this isn't the right attorney for me. Mm-hmm. So now I'm saving my client time mm-hmm. from weeding through these wrong clients, mm-hmm. the bad fit. So that's another reason to have a website. On top of that, convenience has been such a part of the culture that the number one thing that is searched is attorney near me or restaurant near me or you name it, the business near me. They want to know what's directly around them. They found themselves out and about and it just dawned on them they need to do such and such.
Mm-hmm.
What's closest to them?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that their phone or mobile device or whatever they're working on is going to pick up is a maps listing. Now that maps listing is going to have reviews attached to it,
mm-hmm.
and those reviews will have a link next to it saying website.
Mm-hmm.
So this person's on the go and can find out more about you by knowing you're nearby at that moment through your website versus someone that doesn't have a website. Okay, there's a couple good reviews, but there's also a couple good reviews right below this person's mm-hmm. listing, and they've got a website. So now, back to credibility, you're already seeing this person make a decision process based on someone having one and someone not having one.
Right. And I'll throw one, again, we could talk about this for hours, but I'll throw one more in there in terms of, that talks about bringing leads to your business, right? Bringing new business, new customers to your website, to your company. But there's also online, like e-commerce sites for online shopping, you know. If you have a product that they can come to your website and purchase one of your products, well, if they're looking, you know, I need we have a client that does car lifts, home car lifts. And, you know, here they are fixing up their dad's muscle car and they're like, I need a car lift that I can safely work under. So if they're going to Google that in their area, and come up, then all the pricing and everything is on there. That's going to bring online business, as opposed to not having like a shopping cart on their site. They can have a website, it establishes credibility, but then they have to call them, maybe there's not enough information there to have it sent to them, but if they set up an online store, they can make a purchase right there, and boom, that company has their business.
Convenience once again.
Convenience, yep. Back to convenience. Okay, and finally, one of our top questions that we get asked, why do I need monthly SEO? And what is SEO?
Yeah, so search engine optimization. I was talking to somebody about this just the other day. There was a day in my time that I searched something and it never once dawned on me how they came up with the results. Mm. And now that I'm in the industry and know how much is necessary to be on that first page, I recognize and respect the fact that it is a big job for Google or any other search engine to determine what is the best result to the specific keyword that somebody has just punched in. And that search engine optimization, that effort that we put forth on a monthly basis for our clients, is what is going to get you to that first page.
Right.
So that you're the most prominent thing, you're found quickly, and you're getting more business. You're building your income because of our efforts. So search engine optimization is the reason people are listed for any specific keyword term on that first page, mm-hmm. or the lack of search engine optimization is the reason you're on 10th page.
Right.
And nobody
right.
finds you through that avenue.
And what are a couple things that we do? Because sometimes, you know, we set up all of our sites optimized from the jump. So when they launch, the content on there is optimized, and the coding of the site and the structured data of the site, all of it is optimized towards what they want to show up for. So why would they need it on a monthly basis? Maybe talk about some of the services that we provide.
Sure.
In order to have a successful SEO campaign.
So first and foremost, we do everything that the major search engines are looking for. We stay away from what is called black hat SEO, or the attempt to manipulate the system that they've set up, because when they find out you're manipulating it, your website will disappear.
Yeah, you get
probably
penalized.
For eternity. You
right?
got to start a new website URL and begin all over again. But what we do on a monthly basis goes into link building, which I liken to a huge popularity contest where you meet this great new person and you exchange numbers with them. You know what? I like this guy. I'm going to exchange numbers with them. What another website does, is they say, oh, this is a great website. It's pertinent to my industry. I'm going to add a link between our websites. Ultimately showing Google with the more links that you are popular and trusted by other businesses that are popular and trusted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's building a credibility for your website. From time to time, and you know, from state to state, cultures will change to the point that words are no longer used or new words are used. And so when it comes to keyword searches, one state on the West Coast may not use the same word as a state on the East Coast. For example, attorney versus lawyer. Mm-hmm. So keyword optimization, that research has to be done on a monthly basis for your website. One, to make sure that we're targeting the right keywords, but two, to make sure that when those keywords change, we change your keywords.
Mm-hmm.
So within your website, all of the content and coding, the meta links, meta description, alt tags, all the technical details, we are going to make sure that we are up to date on the culture in your state and what people are searching for.
Mm-hmm.
As well, it goes into a bit of content creation. On an ongoing basis, Google wants to see, other search engines want to see that you're adding new content. So whether you're creating that content or we're creating that content for you, we are going to make sure to target the keywords, again, that your industry is being searched for, and put that in the content. If you've created the content, then we're going to change out some of those keywords. You know, still, it's going to sound good. It's going to be written well. But we're going to change out those keywords to target what your local area is searching for.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got link building, we've got keyword, we've got content creation, and then we get a little broader into social media marketing. And these aren't all the subjects that we do on a monthly basis, but these are kind of the main things. And social media is something that's kind of misunderstood for attorney and, you know, industries that are of technical description, because they say, you know what, I don't need to be on social media, it's just a party, and I'm a business person. Mm-hmm. Well, Google sees it as a party and a community. So that community, they want to see you interacting with. They want to see that your law firm is involved in that community.
Right.
And again, it, ultimately for them, it goes back to credibility. If people know, like, and trust you and display that trust on your social media platforms, it lets them know to know, like, and trust you. And all of these things, all of this interaction on a monthly basis, because of the efforts we put forth, are what get you know, what we're shooting for, you to be ranked better and you to get more clients, you to get more business.
Excellent. I think that covers all of our FAQs.
Excellent.
Hopefully we've informed you on a few things in terms of if you were to do business with us or if you're already doing business with us. We've probably answered these questions for you.
And we've probably made new questions for you.
We've probably created new questions. So don't hesitate to give us a call or come to our website, shoot us an email. We're always available to, we love to educate and inform.
Inform people make great decisions.
Yes, yes, yes they do. This has been another podcast from Create the Movement, and we will talk with you again next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.